KN4HKX. Good, how you doing this morning? KN4TFW.
Good, Ken. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Can't complain.
What's going on here this morning?
Andrew, he already made it to work, and that Kevin called out for you early about the first time I got on, but I haven't heard him after that.
Foggy up here this morning.
Yeah, no fog that I've seen, and we didn't even have any dew last night.
Beautiful morning up here. It's nice and foggy. 57 degrees. Nice, cool morning.
Right here.
There's like this up here. It is just beautiful.
There's nothing like mountain mornings.
Beat them 100 degree days.
They say by like Sunday we'll be back down in the 70s again.
Hurry up.
And everything's supposed to be pretty bad by Friday.
It was pretty rough out running and around in that trailer. Even with that air conditioner in there, it wouldn't keep up.
Windows down a little bit in the car, in the parking lot. It's like, man, that didn't help any. Squeaked out 60 miles per gallon last week.
Impressive. I squeaked out about 14.
59.98.
Say that's close enough.
Over there by work, still at 269.
These places have went up 20 cents a gallon on diesel in the last week, and I can find it cheaper up here in North Carolina now.
Yes, you know, usually it's always cheaper in South Carolina.
Close to work already?
See, I'm about 8 miles from getting off the interstate. Then about another mile after that.
Radio any at all last night?
Negative. Mama was off, so we spent some time together.
A fair amount of time off lately. At least not having to work the doubles anyway. Seems like.
I have the day manager scheduled for the day shift and the night manager scheduled for the night shift. And then the night person just was botching it all up and she wouldn't get the schedule out till late and everything. And so they put it all on the day shift manager. And so now she's gotten a better schedule. And he likes to work her during the day because then he don't have a lot of issues. Probably 20 years.
Definitely makes a difference when you got that kind of relationship and time together. You know what each other are going to do.
Manager, a lot of the employees are complaining about her, and that some have threatened to quit if they don't do something with her.
Better lose one than many, because right now employees are hard to find.
But it's just terrible. All the good ones already have jobs, right?
Most of the companies they're working for, employers, know what they got, and they're going to fight to keep them. I mean, I've seen bids for over technicians, like you wouldn't believe. So that check is supposed to be at the lien holder today. We'll see what kind of excuse they come up with this afternoon. I don't know. Just not holding my breath for it to be there.
So then it's a done deal, right?
Of it is. But then I gotta make sure all my financing and everything's still in place for the other truck since they've taken so long. I'm afraid nothing's changed with the way the economy's going and all that. Want to raise interest rates and all lock it in until I actually can buy the vehicle.
It'll be the same as it was. You know, not too much changed.
Definitely got me concerned. And then finding another insurance company. Stay 7-3 here. I'm coming up onto my black hole up here, and I'll have to stop picking the trailer, so you'll be at work by the time I get out. So you have a great day, and I'll be clear on your phone. KO4-8-6.
Greetings, Patrick. I hope you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. And I hope your day is good. Stay cool. KN4-TFW.